Hey Adam, thanks for coming in from Chef. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've seen demos of NanoServer before, haven't you?
I have. NanoServer is fast.
Yeah, what do you think? Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, in fact, I would love to see Chef running on NanoServer.
I would too. That makes two of us.
Yeah,
How can we make that happen?
Well, we could write a few recipes, like pick a demo, maybe an open source stack like Django, Python, and we'll write the recipes and make sure we get Chef working on NanoServer.
That'd be really cool. Can we count on your support?
You totally can. We've done a lot of Microsoft integration before, so I'm looking forward to doing some more.
Excellent. Let's just go do it.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Here's an early demo of Chef Configuration Management running on NanoServer. Chef is used here to run a simple web app built with a Django web application framework and using Nginx as a reverse proxy server. Chef provides the recipes for configuring Django, Nginx, and Python, which, as you know, is what Django runs on. We start by using PowerShell remoting to remote into the NanoServer machine. We'll change directory to chef64bin and run the Chef client. Let's just go ahead and fast forward this part, and we're almost ready to run our web app. Before we do, I need to copy the IP address and paste it into Internet Explorer and use port 80. This is a simple web app that helps manage polls, so I'm going to create a sample poll. After entering my credentials, I'll choose the commute poll and enter car, just because I love driving. Let's take a quick look at the Django recipe. For that, I'm going to leverage PowerShell ISE's cool new feature of editing remote files. This same Chef recipe can be used on developer systems and within continuous integration workflows to deploy the application to various test and staging environments. That's it. In this short early demo, you saw how Chef, and therefore Ruby, Django, Python, and Nginx all ran on NanoServer. This server may be nano in size, but certainly not in power. Thanks for watching.